Hello and welcome to the E equals MC squared of running. I'm Maggie Cooper and this podcast is about running and a little bit of science. But today I want to give you a story about running. And I came across this interesting article about, I found it on Twitter, of all places, about Joe Zaczewski, who has just beaten the 48-hour running record. And I just thought, running for 48 hours, it's just mind-blowing. I can't even contemplate like going out and running a 48-hour race. I could contemplate running, like, if I've got to run for 48 hours but I'm going to a certain place, but just running, like, pretty much running in circles for 48 hours, that I can't really comprehend. I trained for a marathon. Obviously I've trained for a marathon, but I trained one time I was training for a marathon, and I had this 4-mile loop, which I ran 7 times in my training, and that was bad enough, running around and around a 4-mile loop 7 times. So I don't know how big the loop was that they have to run around for this, it was called the Taipei Ultra Marathon. So I don't know how many loops they ran, but, I guess it's a lot, but she ran anyway. The statistics, she ran, I think, 255 miles in 48 hours. So I worked it out because I just thought, oh, what pace is that? You know, how achievable is that? And if you just average it out over the whole 48 hours, then it worked out about 11:45 or something like that per mile. But obviously, you're not really doing that because you're sleeping for some of the time. So you're probably actually maybe running for maybe 40 of those 48 hours. I don't know. It's really difficult to judge how different people might take that on, you know, how much break they'll have. But when I worked it out, she'd actually run in a 24-hour race, and she'd run somewhere around 154 miles, I think. And that worked out quite a bit quicker. It was less than 10 minutes per mile, maybe like 9:30 or something, or maybe even actually a little bit quicker than that. So it she obviously is more likely to be running at that sort of pace, around maybe 8:30 or 9 minutes per mile when she's actually running. And I think that's pretty impressive going, just to keep pounding out those miles, pound, as you go along. So I think it's interesting that, but there are a couple of other things which are interesting about her, because she's actually a medic and she still seems to be working. She talked about getting time off work to do such and such race, and being able to do the necessary training to run that far within doing a proper job, I think it shows a lot of dedication, and I think that's pretty impressive. Another thing which I found out about her was that she said she really liked eating, and that was part of the key to her success. And that made me consider, you know, things about that, just your nutrition. If you're going to run that type of race, you know, you do need to be able to, presumably you need to be able to eat on the go, or at least not be troubled by eating and then going to run almost straight away afterwards. So, I don't know whether really you can train your body to it's going to be more sort of compliant, I guess, in that respect. You know, if you're running a marathon or whatever, one of the main things is getting the fueling strategy right. So finding what sort of suits you, what you can run with, what you can eat, and what doesn't upset you. She talked about flapjacks and that sort of thing. What else did she say? She said cheese, and she said a caramel slices. So yeah, that sort of mixture of cheese as protein and fat, and the sugar from the caramel stuff. So the best one I heard for sort of nutrition on those type of long runs was a jam sandwich with ready salted crisps. It's going to be that sort of ultimate mixture of sort of carbohydrates, salts, sugar, whatever. So not very much fat or protein in that, but that made me laugh to have a jam sandwich with ready salted crisps in it. So anyway, getting the nutrition all right is obviously like really, really important. Another thing that struck me about her was that she's not exactly young. When she sort of started doing ultra marathons, as far as I can work out, she must have been in her early 30s. So she was pretty, seemed to be pretty late to the sport, but had some very, very decent times. I mean, the 5K, the park run time is something like 17:34, and her best marathon time is something like 2:39. So she's actually a very good quality runner, and actually over a range of distances. It's not just that she's running these really ultra long races, but over, you know, something like park run, 5K, you know, that's a big difference. But when you contemplate how far she ran there in that 24 hours, it's something like running, well, she ran 255 miles, I think. It's almost 10 marathons over the course of 2 days. Can you just imagine that? I mean, you hear about these people who run marathon every day for such and such a number of days, but to run equivalent of 10 in the course of 2 days, that's pretty phenomenal. So yeah, I thought that was just an interesting story, that she had done. She'd beaten a world record. She's a Brit, although she lives in Australia. She's got a Polish name, and she's born in Scotland, I think. So strange mixture. She sounds very English, but to do that well is absolutely phenomenal. For it to be a Brit is obviously a sense of pride for us Brits, but she's not really well known. Yeah, she can beat a world record and that phenomenal, but nobody's really heard of her. So I guess people know, you know, locality probably know she's probably a bit of a star there. But it's interesting, isn't it? How you can do something so absolutely incredible and like hardly anybody knows about it. But you know about it now because I've told you. And maybe that will inspire you to run that little bit further. Or maybe if you're older and you think, oh, can I actually achieve anything? Well, this lady, this is in the V45 category, so and she's just beaten the world record. So I think anything's possible. Never too late, I'd say. Even if you're, so we've got lots of little kids running in our club, and they do really, really well. But it's kind of there are other people who maybe just start later in life, and they can just do equally as well. So that's what kind of I love about the sport. It's kind of accessible for any age category, and it doesn't matter if you start when you're like 8 or whether you start when you're 80. It's still fun, and there's still things to achieve, and there's challenges there, and it doesn't really matter how fast or slow you are. You can still do things which, you know, for you are incredible. So I like that story, so I thought I'd just share it with you. Anyway, I don't really have much more to say. I'm slightly struggling with my running. I'm still with this problem with my leg. I haven't done the podcast yet last week about what happens if you take a week off. I wonder whether I should have at least taken a week off. But my leg seemed to be getting better, and then it kind of seemed to get worse again. I don't really know why. So at the moment, I'm just taking it really, really, really easy. But I'm still doing my run every day, which I'm proud about. But I'm not sure this week whether I'm going to achieve my 30k target. I might just have to let that go for a week or so, and make sure this leg is fully better again. But it's all good. It's all good. I'm certainly not complaining. I'm glad to be able to run at all, and so that's the main thing. So thanks for listening, and I hope that you'll join me next week for another episode of the E equals MC squared of running. Bye for now.